on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
It's Dave Blair and for Steve Cochran on this Memorial Day Monday on 720 WGN. It's the unofficial kickoff to summer and the beginning of the summer grilling season. And Kevin Coleman is Weber's go-to guy for all grilling techniques, products, and questions. And joining us to provide some of those helpful grilling tips and some tasty recipes for this Memorial Day and throughout the season. And giving away a grill also this morning is Weber Grill's master chef, Kevin Coleman. Good morning, Kev.
Dave, thanks for having us. I feel like if I'm not down here during these grilling holidays, it's just not a holiday.
That is true. We've done that like 3 or 4 years in a row. You know, it's a tradition, you know, but it was a tradition years ago. I found this out. Patty Krug used to do this on Roy Leonard's show every Memorial Day with Weber Grill. She'd come on and talk about the grilling season and recipes and give away some good stuff. So love that we're carrying around this tradition. Very cool.
Yeah, it's great. The Krugs have been around Weber since almost the inception of the company. They do an amazing job partnering with us. So it's great that we can maybe fill her footsteps just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Now, you were at the Indy 500. Did you do some tailgating yesterday?
We did do some tailgating. So yesterday or the day before, my niece and I actually built these barbecue sushi rolls that we had breakfast sausage down, pulled pork inside, some cheese. She did one with a little bit of salsa on the inside with some avocado. So it was totally awesome. We grilled those up, had some biscuits and gravy, went into the track, and enjoyed life for a little while.
Wow, look at that. That's cool. I never thought about that on the grill. So did you do the biscuits and gravy too? Did you
warm that up? Everything on the grill, yep.
Look at that. Very cool. Well, you know, people haven't really fired up their grills and going to start doing it this afternoon. What do they got to do to kind of clean things up, first of all?
Well, what I would do is I would open up the lid, take everything out of the inside and look really what's going on. We know that people aren't
asking for myself, by the way.
Well, that's good. So Dave and everybody else in Chicago, open up your lid, take your flavorizer bars out, take your grates out, see what's going on inside there. If you're seeing a lot of debris, use a stainless steel brush to clean some of that stuff off, especially a Weber, because we know it's not going to damage the surfaces. If there's any tough spots, we have some awesome cleaner, our great cleaner. Spray that down, let it sit for about 5 to 10 minutes. That's an issue with people. They spray, they want to clean right afterwards. Spray, let it sit, clean the rest of that debris off. Here is a great time to get yourself a new grill brush. A lot of people have old ones. They think they've only had it a year or two. It's been like five.
I've got about 9 bristles left on mine. So,
we need to get you some new brushes.
Yeah. Now, you test everything out, and you test everything out old and new. And how many grills do you have? Because I always find this answer staggering.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, hopefully my wife is not listening, because we all have 50. I brought 4 more home, so absolutely pulling her head out. Some of them are like from the 60s, which are really cool.
I say some of these are collectible, and people who really get into your grill brand really, you know, they go back to the original days of the first grill.
Yeah, it's really cool that there's clubs out there that people have started. You can go on eBay. Some of the old stuff goes for $1,000 or more.
Wow.
So it's pretty sought after. And The cool thing is we brought some old stuff home, but then I also have a Summit charcoal grill that I just got, which is our new brand new grill. It's totally awesome. Probably one of the best.
Tell me a little bit about that, because, you know, there's that big green egg and those other things out there. This kind of rivals all of that, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's big. It's 24 and a half inches. You can do anything on there you can on any other grill, including smoking. The heat control is really what separates that from other grills, because with the ceramic models, they hold heat, but you can't go up and you really have a hard time going down. With this, you can go up to 600-700 degrees, grill your stuff. 20 minutes later, you can turn it back down. You're at 225 and you can smoke for X amount of time. I've cooked over 24 hours straight with it, which is pretty cool. So amazing grill, does amazing things. And for a product to have that much versatility is absolutely crazy.
And again, that's a Weber Summit charcoal grill. So
yep.
It's a charcoal version of that.
Just came out with it about 2 months ago.
Very cool. Now, we've all grilled sausages, Polish hot dogs, brats on the grill. Some of us, this always happens, and happened to me this week, and the casing like splits open. Like, as a result, the juice, the flavor, everything explodes out. You got some dried food. What do we do to prevent that?
Dave, I feel like you need a barbecue life coach, like an intervention sometimes.
I do. This is all about me.
And everybody else. But it's what's great is two things. One, when we're doing sausage, and that's one of my favorite things to cook, the temperatures need to be around 325 degrees, give or take. Because what you want to do is cook it about 7 to 10 minutes per side. And then you want to turn the heat up at the end, because that way the meat will naturally expand in the casing. You keep the juices, mm-hmm. right? and then you war- you start to brown it a little bit more towards the end, and it's a perfect sausage.
And don't, and this is a habit that you broke me on, which was keep opening up the grill to checking on things because...
Because you're letting all the heat out.
Looking ain't cooking.
Absolutely.
And
what's cool about that is we're giving away something today, but we have this awesome device called an iGrill 2, an iGrill, that you can actually put a probe in your grill, in your food. It Bluetooths to your phone, and it tells you exactly when your food is done. So now you don't need to look and cook. You just need to sit back, relax, and once that timer goes off on the app, you're ready to take
your
food right off.
That's very cool. Yeah, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Now, barbecue chicken, keeping it moist. What do you do to prep the chicken, and do you have a favorite sauce or rub that you use?
Well, that's an interesting question, so we're going to bring two. Number one, I like 425 to 450 when I'm doing chicken breast, okay. Right? When I think what I'm cooking, it's temperature, time, and technique, meaning is it direct or indirect, what's the temperature I'm cooking at, and what the time. So I'm going to pound that chicken down because it's very similar to, let's say, your hand. One side is up by your thumb, really meaty. Towards the end, it's really thin. So I want to pound that down to make sure that it's completely level. So when I cook at 425 to 450, it's going to cook for about 4.5 minutes per side, 165, and it's coming off. Now when it comes into what's my rub or what's my sauce, it really depends. If I'm going to use a barbecue sauce on my chicken, I'm only going to put probably salt and pepper down and a little light coating of olive oil, which helps it from really sticking to your grates.
Does that keep it moist too, the olive oil?
The olive oil is not going to keep it moist. What keeps it moist is cooking it at the right temperature, okay. And cooking it for the right amount of time.
Okay.
And so if I'm using a sauce that's got flavor, I'm going to use a mild rub. Now if I have a really nice rub I'm using, I'm not going to use my sauce because they're going to play too much against each other. So that's where really in your mind you're looking, a lot of sauce or you're using sauce, not a lot of rub. Using small amount of sauce, then let's get a nice rub going.
You've got some great, great, great burger recipes. It's my favorite. I've made it myself. Tell us about your best recipe for burgers.
So there's a couple of them that we use, but there's 5 easy tips for cooking a perfect burger. Pick the right meat. I like Chuck 80-20. I like those little white things in there they call flavor. Mm-hmm. It's not fat. You call it fat, you're not invited to any of my barbecues.
Okay, all right.
I like to season them. Like to go 3/4 of an inch. That's the third step. You're going to shape it. Put a thumbprint right down the middle. That's levels it off. Old Chicago steakhouse technique. And I'm only going to flip it once. Now, with the ones that I'll use at home, I'll actually saute bacon, put ground bacon into the bacon bits into the patty. I'll use onion. I'll use barbecue sauce because the natural sugars come out. And finally, and I'm a big fan of Spotted Cow, one of my favorite beers to drink.
Yeah.
I'll actually baste the burger when I go to flip it because the natural sugars will caramelize and give you way more flavor when you're cooking.
That's a great way to do that. I like that. You also do a cowboy cut ribeye steak. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, cowboy cuts are a little challenging to cook, and you have to remember with steak.
Because they're big.
They are big.
Yeah.
So the thicker they are, the temperatures have to come down. So if you're cooking a steak that's 1.5 to 2 inches thick, you need to roast it first. And then you end up searing it at the end, which is what they call a reverse sear. And a lot of people out there, if they're doing bone-in steaks or bone-in pork chops, what I find that helps cook that meat right close to the bone, what happens is people undercook that. So I turn the bone straight up, and the bone is actually sitting on the grates, and that energy goes into the bone and helps cook that first portion of meat, and then it goes down, and I finish it up.
Side dishes. What's your favorite on the grill?
Oh, corn is one of my favorites, especially now. Soak it in a bucket for 45 minutes to an hour, ice cold, throw some teaspoons of sugar inside of there. Today, I'm actually going to do some loaded tater tots for my kids. That's another great side dish. Mac and cheese, another family favorite.
And then, how do you do the mac and cheese on the grill? And when people hear that, they just don't get how to pull that together. So you just put it in what?
So what's great is we put it in just a regular baking dish. I'm putting it on the grill indirect. So the cool thing about Weber grills, there's a lot of cool things, but what really makes them separate from others is you can do anything on them, baking, roasting. So I'm going to set my burners up indirect. I'm going to put my food directly under no heat. And the same amount of time it would take you to cook in your oven is the same amount of time you're going to do it outside.
And the corn, you put a little sugar in there. Is that for caramelizing that as well?
The sugar is going to sweeten the corn up. It's going to caramelize a little bit better. In the cold water, I'm not sure the science behind all that, but I know it just does some pretty awesome things to corn, so that's what we do.
All right, well, we're going to be giving away a Performer grill, and tell me what this Performer grill is all about.
So the Performer is one of our best-selling charcoal grills. Comes with a table, has char baskets on the inside, thermometer in the lid, really an ultimate charcoal grill for your backyard. I have 2 of them in my backyard, so definitely love them. The thing I really appreciate about the Performer is the large work surface. So when you're cooking a lot of things, you got more than enough area to prep.
All right, well, we're going to take the 7th or 9th caller that has the right answer to this trivia question. We're going to do that on our contest line, 312-591-7000. The question is, to our listeners, what is the biggest grilling holiday? Is it Memorial Day? Is it July 4th? Or is it Labor Day? ABC. Again, the question is for a performer Weber, a Weber Performer Grill, what is the biggest grilling holiday? A, Memorial Day, B, July 4th, C, Labor Day. We'll take the 7th and 9th caller, 312-591-7000, and we'll do that after a quick look at traffic. Jim Ryan? All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, and we're going to be opening up the contest line in a few minutes, 312-591-7000. You got to be on the line to win. A Weber Performer Grill. The question was, what is the biggest grilling holiday? Is it Memorial Day? Is it July 4th? Is it Labor Day? Got a couple texts that came in first I want to talk to you about. 312, what's your best rib recipe? Oops, let me get you on there, buddy.
So my best rib recipe is going to be, I usually start with a brown sugar base. So it's brown sugar, salt, pepper, granulated garlic, onion powder, paprika, and a little cayenne pepper. I'll put them on the grill. Once they reach 150 to 160, I'm going to take them, I'm going to wrap them in foil, I'm going to put some apple juice inside there. I'm going to continue to cook them to 185. I'm going to take them out of the foil, I'm going to sauce them back on the grill for another, let's say, 30 minutes to pull some of the moisture out of that sauce, and they are absolutely crazy.
See, I think that's one of the misconceptions about grilling ribs is you think you've got to put the sauce on it when you're slapping it on the grill, and you just can't do that. You got to cook them first.
That's the worst thing you can do because it'll actually overcook and start to really char up those ribs, and I like my ribs nice and tender. We just got back from Memphis in May competing at the World Championships, and our team came in 15th in ribs. So it's one of those, if you do it right, it's a home run. But I like 190 as a final internal temperature because that's where you can slice them and the meat will fall off the bone.
815, does Kevin cook the corn in the husk?
I actually cook it a couple different ways. I like the husk because I think it traps some of that moisture and helps steam the corn. But what I'll do is I'll pull back the husk. I'll pull the silk out because it's just a hassle when you have to go to eat it. So we'll pull that out. I'll drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil, butter, and salt. And then I'll put it on the grill for about 35 minutes direct heat.
414, do you guys have a smoker? I bought a cheap one, not happy with it.
Yes, we have three different types of smokers. We have our Smoky Mountain Cooker 14, 18, and 22 and a half inch. Best thing about those grills is you can set them up at night like I did last night. Put shoulder on. It should be done about 12 o'clock today. Didn't have to do anything to the unit as long as you set it up the correct way.
Now, you are big on desserts on the grill. Tell me some of your favorites. Because, again, people don't think about doing that type of stuff on the grill, and you can do anything on the grill.
Well, anytime I can get outside and do my desserts, life is much better. So one of my favorites, especially in the summertime, is we do a grilled chocolate banana milkshake, which will grill the bananas, take them inside, use our ice cream and our chocolate sauce. Another great thing is the Girl Scouts of America came up with this banana boat idea where we'll take bananas, we'll take raspberries, blueberries, chocolate sauce, marshmallows, whatever you'd like, chocolate chips. You cut the peel, you slice it in half, you put them onto the grill, add all your nice condiments onto them. It cooks for about 6 to 8 minutes at 400 degrees. And everybody can have their own individual banana boat, but it is one of the best desserts I've come across.
Now, you teach grilling classes as well to consumers, Weber Grill Restaurant Pitmaster Series. Tell us about these upcoming brisket classes that are happening.
So we have, between myself and Dustin Green, who's the executive chef at the Schaumburg Restaurant, we're doing a breaking down brisket class, which basically debunks all the myths. okay. It's going to be tons of fun. We actually have Meathead, who is located in the Chicagoland area, which is right now the foremost expert on the science of barbecue. And it's pretty much going to give you every lesson to cook a brisket, which can be one of the hardest things to cook. And then Dustin offers a bunch of different classes there with hands-on charcoal, gas. So if you want to start taking that game up a little bit, you can make sure you register on theweberrestaurant.com.
Yeah, it's June 17th and 18th. Anatomy of a Brisket, Selection and Grading, Brisket Fabrication, how to set up your pit smoker for brisket excellence, fuel types, top barbecue accessories, wrapped versus unwrapped. What does that mean?
So in the world of barbecue, they call the phenomenon the Texas crutch. And I'm one of these guys that if you're beginner or intermediate, I love the Texas crutch because once that food gets to 150 or 160, I'm wrapping it. I'm continuing to cook it. I'm taking my brisket off about 195 to 204. But what that does is it helps steam the brisket, helps loosen it up and makes it more tender. So people that are doing it for the first time or competing, that's one thing that teams will do is they wrap to make it more tender, more flavorful. It's a little bit of a cheat, but it's well worth the results.
Very cool. All right, here's the question again that we had. What is the biggest grilling holiday? Is it Memorial Day, July 4th, or Labor Day? And this is to win a Weber Performer Grill. Glenn, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Morning.
And the answer is?
4th of July.
That is correct, sir. All right, at Weber Performer Grill. Again, tell us a little bit about that grill again, Kev.
So it's a 22.5-inch. Our traditional grill comes with a very large grilling space off to the side, charcoal baskets, hinge cooking grate, thermometer in the lid, charcoal basket to put your charcoal and your wood that you're going to be using. The ultimate, really, in charcoal grilling besides our new Summit charcoal grill.
Very cool. Glenn, hang on the line. Bennett will get your information. Have a great Monday for you. All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. There we go. A couple other questions. Let's see here. Does he have a barbecue cookbook? You don't even have a cookbook, but there are some Weber cookbooks out there.
There are a bunch of Weber cookbooks, and we help write some of those. So we just came out with an all-new American barbecue that just hit a little while ago. If you go on Weber.com or Weber Nation, there's a ton of videos, a ton of blogs, and grilling advice that you can get from myself and others. And if you really need that personalized grilling knowledge, you can go to Kevin Coleman's Backyard on Facebook and Twitter, and I pretty much answer you.
Yeah, that's what you do. All you do, all blogs and recipes and all kinds of great stuff on
yep.
there. Absolutely. Now, tell us about this iGrill 2. Is that what that is?
That's what it is. So this iGrill 2 is phenomenal. It's what I used last night when I'm doing my pork shoulder. So you have a probe and you have your device, and you link it to your phone, which is pretty seamless. And then what happens is you can pre-program in the temperatures of the pit or the temperatures of your food, and it will tell you, it will send an alarm to your phone telling you your food is done. So for anybody,
that's very cool.
That is really cool, because
it's like a lazy man's thing. Go sit, go hang in the backyard, go get a beer, and by the way, your app will go off when your meat is done.
I would call it lazy. I would call it very smart, right?
Okay,
I'm making
right,
very
okay.
smart decisions here.
Right,
and that's
cool.
One issue that people have is they don't pay attention. They want to lift the lids. They want to do all these things that actually work against us, where this iGrill 2 is phenomenal because you don't have to do any of that. Your phone tells you.
Very cool. Sounds very cool. For that one, I'll tell you what. We'll take just the 10th caller, 312-591-7000 for the iGrill 2, 312-591-7000. More on Kevin. You can visit Weber.com and all kinds of great recipes and Camp Brisket, where you can take some classes on June 17th and 18th. All kinds of great stuff at Weber Grill, Weber.com. Thanks, bud.
Thank you for
appreciate
having
it.
Us.
All right, we'll see you July 4th.
Yes, we will.
All right. The Steve Cochran Memorial Day special, followed by Steve and Johnny, are all coming up next on 720 WGN.